You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view.
Casual Sword of Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag, the world's best Ventrilo, TeamSpeak, and Mumble server. Use the code 2MORDOR and get 25% off your first month's subscription.
Thing. Yes.
Or, if you're looking for a computer, Doghouse Systems makes custom gaming computers built in Dallas, Texas, which is awesome because that's where I grew up. That's pretty much all that you need to know.
Yeah, you bring that up every week as if you have something to do with Doghouse Systems other than, you know, them supporting us.
I like to associate myself with greatness. And you know what else is great? Getting twice the RAM for using the code 2MORDOR on checkout. Yep, twice the RAM, and you help support the show. True. All right. So what did you do this weekend?
Dumb time this week. We got some kinmates together. We went to go kill the turtle. Now we forego our normal plans of we don't allow 75s in our six-man group because we want to do stuff on level, so we have to do it on level before we can do it. This is a raid. This is something we wanted to see. We wanted to see it before we got too big for it, so we bent the rules. Well, not bent the rules. So Hoppy just made the executive decision. He's the leader of the dumb, saying that this is not cheating. We just want to go see it. So we had a group of the six dumbs who are level 63-ish.
Right.
And then a group of 75s from our kin. And so we all went in and killed the turtle together.
Whee!
So went well. You tried to beat me for the role of the turtle head.
Tried. I did beat you for the role of the turtle head.
Dumbs do lowest roll wins. I rolled like a 23. He rolled a 3. But then he says he let me have it because he's gracious like that. Pretty sure Hoppy would have given it to me anyway. But after that, we went to go to the Watcher in the Water. And that didn't go so great. But we made it to like the third phase, which was pretty good. But we couldn't beat the Watcher.
No, that's a tricky fight. Not so much for me.
I've never done it before. That was my first time ever.
The tanking is really easy to that. So I don't really have a problem with that. But on the other side, it is actually pretty difficult. So, but I've never done that. So I don't have to worry about that. And I'm glad I didn't have to. You guys didn't have to rely on me for it.
You did fine. I think that everybody did fine. It just, you know, the dumbs were just one-shotted. And then it was just like a group of 75s trying to do it. Yeah, we all died. But, you know, it was certainly interesting to see. We didn't beat him. I don't know if we're going to go back. We might later or something. But we saw him. I've never done it before. It was something that we all experienced. But we're not raiders. We didn't build the dumps to be raiders. We built the dumps to do six-man content. So we're moving on. Next week, we're just going to continue with the epic quest. So also, note, happy birthday to Hoppy. Today, October 6th, is Hoppy's birthday.
Happy birthday, Hoppy. Happy birthday, Hoppy. Dumb.
Happy birthday, Hoppy Dumb.
Dumb.
Dumb, dumb.
Dumb, dumb.
Anyway, that's it for me. How about you?
Well, I did dumb time. That was fun. I got to play my tank, so I didn't feel like I was useless.
You weren't useless with your other stuff.
For sure, I was. Even though you guys are too nice and don't admit it. But I'm pretty sure I am. Anyway, grateful to be along and do the turtle again. It's been a while since I've done the turtle. Also, made it awesome to beat you on the roll and then give it to you. So every time you look at that turtle head, you will know it is because of me that you have it. Or you will just look at it and not think about that at all. Either way.
I don't know if I'll put it up.
What?
Just tease it.
If you're not putting it up, you're coming over to my house and you're putting that up.
Okay.
A house I haven't been in for like a year now.
Yeah, that reminds me. I'm in game right now. I should probably check the maintenance on that.
I get mail for that all the time.
Do you not pay it to max all the time?
Sometimes I do.
Oh, good for you.
Boo, Ted Sandyman. You're a jerk.
What are you doing?
Telling Ted Sandyman he's a jerk.
Oh, just like as you're passing? Or?
Well, yeah.
Are you just hanging out there while everybody else is up at the Haunted Burrow?
I'm hanging out there. Ted Sandyman has the best...
What?
Stink.
Flower?
Yeah. All right. And then, of course, more, you know, crafting and stuff like that. And just getting ready for Rohan. I don't know. I guess I'm waiting for Rohan to come out at this point. I really should get some quests like lined up for my guardian. That's what I should do. I know. I thought you were doing some of that, like some of the Great River stuff.
No, I was trying to do the epic story is what I was trying to do. I was trying to get caught up with that. So when the new epic story comes out, I'm like ready to go. So I can do that when the next group thing comes out, because I apparently don't do it when it comes out, but I prepare as if I was going to. That counts.
Yeah. I have a lot of that stuff to do. I haven't done the epic, and I don't know. There's always the debate on what to do, and if I'll just wait and maybe do a little bit of a buffer zone. But with open tapping, I guess it really doesn't matter. I don't have to worry about it as much.
Yeah, it's true.
It'll be fun. Either way. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to Rohan, so I'm not really, I don't know, all that thrilled or in a hurry to do much stuff. At this time, I'm just kind of a lull for me. But we'll see. We'll see what happens when Rohan gets released, though. Okay. I have emotes turned off.
I don't care. What does that have to do with me?
You're making funny faces. Okay. Now first person view. You can now photobomb it.
What do you mean you have emotes off of them? You can't see my emotes?
No, I can see them. I just don't see the text.
So? It's the look I'm trying to get here.
All right. And that pretty much covers all of it. So let's go ahead and go into Town Crier.
Town Crier.
And now the Town Crier.
All right, this week we had a community update from Rick Heaton. Not a lot in it.
No. I don't even know why you put this in the show notes. There was a video.
It was official news.
Technically, yes. Even though there was very little news in it. They were going to do a War Bands dev diary, which we have to talk about. They talked about the Free People's Press, and then they talked about their charity drive that they're doing.
Yes.
For Extra Life. It's for Children of the Miracle Network.
Yep. If you look up Rick Heaton.
You can just look up like Turbine. They're called Team Turbine.
All right. There was also a scheduled downtime on October 3rd. That got canceled, and it looks like it's been rescheduled for the 8th.
I don't know why you put the canceled one in here either. I almost took it out. Then I thought, well, maybe he wanted to talk about it.
Not really.
Okay. So stuff that was passed and didn't happen.
That's right. It was canceled. Well, so many people tweeted us about it. I thought I mentioned.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then we also had one, when was it? On the 1st or something that it happened and it said it had show notes or patch notes, but there were no patch notes.
Yeah.
Some people were confused about that. Sapiens posted that it wasn't supposed to say there was no patch notes. It was all just like internal fixing type thing. It was nothing. It wasn't an update to the game. That's basically what he's saying. So no patch notes for that one. And there is a downtime scheduled for the 8th. And for some reason, this link isn't working for me.
Well, it says that they're going to be down and the forums and wikis will remain up, but players will not be able to log in.
Yeah, the game servers and the My Account are going to be down from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern. And the other stuff will stay up. So don't try to log in Monday morning. And there's no patch note or nothing to this, so I don't know. It might be something, I think that October 3rd they were trying to just like fix and upgrade the browser.
Yeah, somebody said something about a browser upgrade or something like that.
Yeah, the in-game. I think like the store browser, probably. It's a little slow.
A little bit.
So I think that it's fine. I would be okay with them updating that. I don't know if that's what this Monday is. I'm just guessing. So.
Okay. Also, there it looks like there might be a LOTRO Riders of Rohan official soundtrack.
Not might be. This is for reals. We don't know how it's going to be distributed. We don't know how they're going to sell it, but it does exist. It's for real.
They said they're working on distribution methods and they'll keep everybody informed. Man, I don't know about you, but after a fellow's hip having all their distribution problems, I am tired of distribution problems. What is wrong with the lawyers that keep us from having the content that we want, like movies and music and stuff like that? What the heck?
I don't know.
That's right.
I don't even know if that's what's holding it up. I maybe it's just so new that they haven't decided yet. I don't know.
It does look like Chance Thomas might be getting to sign some of them, or that would be cool.
I just want to brag a little bit. Chance Thomas emailed me himself to tell me that these existed.
And you asked him if he would be on the show, right?
Oh, that would have been smart, but no, I didn't. I totally should have. I am deeply regretting not doing that right now.
Just spreading the love tonight.
I have his email address.
Good, email him back. Ask him if he'd like to come on the show. I'll interview him while you go to work.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I'm just kidding.
I don't get to talk to anybody.
Oh.
I don't, yeah. Some people are hoping for like a digital distribution, not just the CD, which would be good. But I don't know. We don't know at this point, but it exists. We have all been asking for it, and it's for reals. So that's
God, great. If they get it in iTunes, I'd download it in a second. I'll tell you right now.
Me too. Me first.
Or Amazon. Yes. Preferably Amazon, because they're usually cheaper.
I like using Amazon service.
I do too. All right. What else is going on?
The War Bands. Dev Diary. I didn't even read this one. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I've been
man.
So busy. I have not even read this.
I wish I could tell you that there was new information. But there's not a whole lot of information. At this point, you know, it's kind of, they're just nailing stuff down that may have changed in beta. And so here we go. War bands kind of function in the following. There's no restrictions on how many.
Well, what are war bands? First, just in case you haven't been keeping
up. They are enemy mobs that ride horses or wargs.
Or just like roaming around in Rohan.
Yes.
Like little packs of more than, you know, stronger than your average mob group.
To put it in Amlug's words, he said, "One of the moments we wanted to capture was the idea of roving packs of monsters traveling across the massive rolling plains of Rohan. We wanted to ride over the distant hill only to find a pack of warg riders cresting the hill across from us. With danger imminent, do you engage or flee, or do you gather some nearby heroes to help?"
Yeah. So, yeah. It's kind of like finding like an elite mob somewhere and you'd kill it. But this, you know, open tapping, everybody can help. That kind of stuff. You can see them on the map. They mark them on the map. You can see where they're walking around. There's going to be quests associated to them when you get close to it. A quest is going to pop up saying, "Ooh, there's a warband nearby." That kind of stuff. So what did we learn in this dev diary?
You just went through it.
Oh, well, that's only what I know from beta. So.
There are no restrictions on how many or what types of mobs will be in a warband. They will patrol long distances in Rohan. They range in level anywhere from like 75 to 85. A quest will be auto-granted, like you said, and come closer to the warband. The quest will be repeated daily and will grant rewards, including a special gift box upon completion. You do not need to do the quest or be in a certain group or worry about tapping in order to engage the warband. The gift boxes that I mentioned will be dependent on where, you know, what gift box is granted will be dependent on what area the warband is in. The boxes contain crafting materials, including rare materials, housing items, potions, marks, medallions, jewelry, shards, relics, included mounted relics, second age symbols, and exclusive war steed appearances. Woo!
Woo! Oh, you can get appearances from it? Now yeah. I'm interested.
If you perform all the dailies in Rohan, you can earn over 10 of these gift boxes per day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of dailies, though.
Yeah, this seems a bit much, but somebody probably is going to do it. Just not me. I'll be happy if I can do one.
So that was pretty much most of it. And they also talked about like a little bit of the development of the war bands and things like that. So, I mean, at this point, let's admit it. It is 9 days and when we're recording this until release. They are not at their original release date. So at this point, you know, information is kind of running a little thin, I think. There's just...
you think that they're kind of almost rehashing stuff just because of the delay, giving them extra time to give
us? Yeah, I think so at this point. I mean, I think that the warband stuff has kind of been... talked about. Most of the information is well known at this point. I think they're just kind of saying that this is what we has changed during beta and this is what we're doing. So
yeah, things happen like that. The general idea is the same, but I think this probably had more detail that they know is going to happen just because of the you know, the beta being a little more solid.
I agree.
Okay,
all right, in store news, the Steed of the Minstrel is now available.
A lot of people don't like this.
I don't like it.
Well, they could have gone... Okay. It's not bad. They could have gone two ways with it. They could have gone the traveling, you know, minstrel show who they would want to have bright, bold colors. They want to attract attention because they want people to pay attention to them because their livelihood depends on it. Or then there's like the warrior scald, you know, mode where this is a... in the trenches, dirty, you know, singing fighter person. There's two different things here. So they kind of went with more with the carnival look.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's definitely nothing wrong with that.
It's a, you know, a valid tact a minstrel may be perceived in. It's not my favorite. Only, I mean, there's nothing really wrong with it. But the thing is that it's not far off from a festival horse. I already have a festival horse. It's a festival horse with a loot tacked on the end of it. I have plenty of like parading around the Shire horses. I was kind of looking more towards, you know, looking forward to having a battle minstrel horse, I guess. Something that's all like, okay, I'm ready to go fight. And I got my loot packed to El Kabong people. So anyway, it's available, like it or not.
Some people like it. I mean, there's nothing particularly wrong with it. I don't want to make people feel like badly about purchasing it or that there's something, you know, like there's something wrong if you like it or something like that. It's just not something I particularly would want to do. I don't know. Does that really explain it without sounding like a complete jerk?
I guess I don't think I'm going to buy it. I might not. I'm debating it. I've got plenty of turbine points to do so. But like I said, it kind of looks to me like another festival horse. And I've already got plenty of festival horses. I don't need another parade horse. I was looking for, you know, I'm tough. Something with like... a lute and a shield and maybe a club or a sword or, you know, a dagger at least. Something. But anyway, it's 1,995 turbine points in the store. This is a fast steed. This is the typical 250 morale, 68% speed horses. It is per character purchase. You do not get this for all your characters. You get this for the character that you purchase this on. It is... not minstrel only. Anybody can own this. So if your lore master loves it, there's no reason why they can't buy it. If you play as a champion who travels with a lute. There's no reason you can't have this. It's just called the Minstrel Steed because it's got a theme of minstreling to it. Other than that, the thing that's important to note about this is that the appearance items from this horse will be available for your war steed after Rohan is released. And the pieces will be dyeable. However, from my playing around, and I went to beta today to try to buy it, and they have the ads up for the minstrel, but it wasn't actually in the store. I couldn't purchase it.
Interesting.
So I can't tell you which part dies, but you only get to dye one part. So it's probably going to be either the red or the blue that will change color. So you'll be stuck with one of the two. If that makes sense.
It makes sense.
So just so you know, it will be dyeable, but only one part. So only one of the colors will. Anyway.
So you're thinking about buying it?
I don't really want to, honestly. Like I said, I don't have a reason to. I have plenty of horses that I can parade around in. I guess the only reason I'm stuck to it is because my minstrel. It's my minstrel horse. I'm a minstrel. That's what I do. I mince.
You mince.
I go around chopping small vegetables.
Well, I can't say that it's something that I'm particularly excited about at this moment. So I don't think I'm going to do it. I'm kind of spoiled with the steam horse. I'll be honest. I am.
Yeah, I like my steam horse quite a bit. When I rolled up and... Where did you go?
I went over to the dance leader because he is going to start teaching dances.
Okay. Yeah, well, I rode up here to my steed, steam steed. I use my steam steed almost exclusively. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just hoping that there's a steam goat at some point that's account-wide, and then I'll be set forever. Whee!
Yeah, so I've been here at the Haunted Burrow, not every day. I skip days, but I've been trying to get Golden Star, one of the skeleton ponies. I think my hunter has it, and that's it. I'd love for my burglar and my minstrel to get it, and then I was like going to bring like my rune keeper and my captain and my lore master. I was going to bring them all, and then I was just kind of like, no, they'll just use their steam steeds. I'm not going to bother with the skeleton steed. They'll never bring it out.
One of the things that I think is excellent about war steeds, and it's kind of a clever little ploy, is now that there's reasons to buy separate steeds, is to get those cosmetics for your war steed.
Right. Right.
Crafty hobbitses.
Well, I wonder if also they'll like buy it, because one of the things that would be kind of cool is I would buy the butt part so I could add a lute to my war steed. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to buy the whole horse. I'll just buy his rump.
At a discount, you're saying? Like, you'd buy the war steed? You buy the...
Well, I'm not going to pay $20 for it, if that's what you're asking.
But would you buy the minstrel rump part, or would you want just the lute?
Well, they sell... Have you done the cosmetic at all? They sell it in sections. So there's like the head, the body, the saddle, the feet, and then the I don't even know. I think it's called gear. I call it the rump. So there's the gear, which is all the stuff that's on the butt of the horse. Yeah. So you could buy... If they split it up like that, like I could buy the head with the frilly ribbons, and I could buy the feet with the frilly ribbons separately... And all I really wanted was the rump with the lute. I would buy the rump with the lute separately.
Yeah, I think I would too. All right, good point.
So I don't know if that's a real thing. I have not seen that in beta. Just throwing that out there. I'd like that.
Yeah, it's an idea. Why not? Why not break it up into three different pieces? All right, weekly store sale starting yesterday as of recording this. Here's a free sample of the week. The Greater Skill Deed Boost. Is this the one that lets you, your class deeds, where you removes the limit and...
Doubles them.
Doubles them. Yes. Nice.
So, free one this week.
Good for everything except Captain Rez's.
Or anything that's got some sort of timer on it.
Right. Oh... That dog is pushing my limits tonight.
Go ahead and go, muzzle him or something. I don't even know what his problem is.
All right, I'll go get it. You talk about the store sale.
Okay. So we have an expansion quest pack sale, 20% off. You can have Moria, Mirkwood, or Isengard. They are all 20% off. Now, these are the expansion quests, so it's not the full expansion. You're not getting full Moria with the Rune Warden, the Rune Keeper, and the two extra character slots. You are just getting Moria, the quests, and the fellowships. The fellowship, the instances. Dark Delvings, Filgashan, Scumful, 16th Hall, Forges, Grand Stair, Forgotten Treasury, and the raids, Darnugabugabugabud, and the Watcher in the Water. So that's what's coming with Moria. Mirkwood, it's all their quests. They're three-person instances, dungeons, sword hall, and warg pens, and the raid of Samoth Ghoul, and the raid of Barad Guldur. I can't say that one ever. So that comes with Mirkwood. Isengard, this is the tricky part. It's only the quests. They sell the Isengard instances separately. So if you buy this, you are only getting the quests, and I wanted to make that clear. If you already have the Warden and the Roomkeeper, but you don't have Moria, there's no reason not to buy this. It's on sale. If you don't really care about the Isengard dungeons, but you want to go through Isengard, there's nothing reason to buy, no reason to buy it, not to buy it this way. Just so you know, though, there is a triple pack. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, maybe. A triple pack in the Lotro store, and in the Steam store, that is all of these for like $40. Looks like they went up because it was on sale. But so you could get the full of everything. Let me make sure I got that right before I tell you again. Come on, store. Triple pack. Moria, Mirkwood, and Isengard together. Yes, I am remembering this correctly. So it's $39.99. I have no idea if it's cheaper or not. I didn't price it out, each of them separately. But they would be full expansions, or should be, with the triple pack. So those are just some options. I'm throwing you some options out there. If you needed all three of these, it might be wise to check out that triple pack. 20% off on the 20% monster and quest XP boost for 3 hours. These were added with Rise of Isengard, and they give not just monster kill experience, but quest experience boost as well. So those are, you know, pretty nice. They are the 20% ones, not the 100% ones that just came out not too long ago. And we have an enhanced XP supply. 20% off. These are it increases your blue bar. It's like rested experience. So if you're a player who plays sporadically, takes time off constantly, isn't always at the computer, and a timer that times down for 3 hours is not really beneficial for you, this is an option. VIPs get this already. They get enhanced XP just by, you know, logging off. VIPs could also buy this with Destiny points, I believe. I don't know. Everybody's forgotten about Destiny points at this point.
I haven't. Oh. I still remember.
Okay. And so that's what that is. It kind of gets a meh. Most people prefer doing an XP boost rather than an enhanced XP supply, but it depends on your playstyle. We have, I don't even know how to say this, Derud's Stone. This is the Isengard pocket item that increases your experience for 25%. I own this twice over. I got it when I pre-ordered Rise of Isengard, and I also got it when I bought the Steam Starter Pack. So, and I got those, account wide. These are per purchase things for 20% off. I don't know if I would recommend buying one. I mean, it was a nice perk when I was buying something else. I don't know if I'd really recommend buying it outright. It only helps you level up to level 65. What do you think?
No, I wouldn't. I'd wait till the Rohan one's in the store. If you really want one of these, I think you can get away without it for right now, and that you should just wait.
Brannix is not at that price.
No.
So, we have task resets, 20% off. the task resets, so you can do your daily number of quests again. Hooray.
Yay.
I'm not a quest user. So if you're a task, I'm not a task user. If you're a task user, this may be something you're doing. I know that I think that Katani bought one of these when she was so close to finishing her task deeds.
I could see doing it then.
Right. She was like, oh, I only need six more. I'm just going to buy one. So there's that. There's also the increased task daily limit. This increases your daily task limit by, was it by five?
Yes.
By five.
Oh, wait. Which one?
In any given day by one. It's only by one.
Yeah, no, the permanent is one.
So, but this is a permanent increase. You only get it. You don't have to buy this again. You get this forever's?
Yes.
Okay.
And I believe you can.
It's increase, obvious I haven't bought this.
And I believe that you can increase it all the way up to 10.
It says you can increase five increases available for sale in the Lotro store.
Yeah.
So you can buy up to five.
It's all right. I mean, if you like tasks, I mean, tasks are going to be in the rest of the game, it looks like. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I've thought about it before, especially when I'm working on end game reputation. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just up to you.
If this is how you play, I know a lot of free-to-players like the task system quite a bit. I think that's kind of who it's geared towards, too.
Yeah, I mean,
especially in the lower levels.
If the task system is something that you take advantage of constantly, then it's worth getting these on sale. At least in my opinion, because that way it just goes all the more faster. And then when you reset, you know, more stuff resets, so more chances reset. So, and that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. We've been watching Martha Stewart.
I don't watch Martha Stewart.
That's it for the store sales.
Okay.
Fellowship Walk News.
I'm yay.
So happy.
Okay, guys. First of all, we got to send out like a huge, big thank you.
Yes. First of all, thank you to absolutely everybody who attended our party today. It was a humongous success.
It was a good time.
We had a great time. I want to thank you to the Lonely Mountain Band. They're the one who organized the event for me, got the musicians ready, and helped me organize all that stuff. Thank you very much. I don't even know how to say their name again. Anduin? Is that how you say their band?
That sounds right.
Their band was fantastic. Very entertaining. I had a great time. Special thank you to the Breakfast Club. They came and stayed up late for us to perform. They were absolutely fantastic as well. So awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Special thank you to Gingerelle of the Hobbiton Philharmonic for donating all her prizes to us. I am going to be super jealous of whoever gets that scarf. That scarf is gorgeous. But we'll be giving away those soon. And thank you for everybody who donated today. And a special thank you to Adillard W. for donating $1,000.
That was very unexpected, but very much appreciated.
I almost pooped myself. I was just like...
That's nasty.
Just to say I was surprised.
I know.
I didn't actually almost poop myself.
Well, I have.
Maybe it's a boy thing. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
If you knew more about it, you wouldn't joke about it. It's a serious thing.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I was very, very shocked, very, very surprised, very, very humbled by his donation. I am, you know, and then the thing is that his donation was amazing, but everybody gave something. You know, I've got people who are like, oh, I could only donate this much. I'm so sorry. There is no apology needed. Whatever you're able to give is what we are super, super grateful for. You know, yeah, I got people saying, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. I can't do this. I can only give so much. I don't care if you give me 20 cents. We're 20 cents closer to giving these baby hobbits fun and joy and happiness.
So, as long as it's not 21 cents, because then it makes it odd number and she can't handle that.
Actually, I'm pretty upset about 20 cents. I shouldn't have said that. Erase that.
I think 20 cents is fine.
Give at least a dollar.
That's not nice.
I'm just doing, yeah. The odd cents. And somebody out there knows it. because they did the 1 cent thing to me already, and Katani fixed that. So
yes, I'm going to ask everybody who donates to do and 1 cent.
No,
because that is awesome.
If 100 people do that, then it'll be okay.
Only 99 can do it.
Oh, no. It's occasional. He admits it. I donated the additional 1 cent.
You are awesome, sir. Keep it up. Seriously, if you don't, I'm not even joking. If you donate $1.01 or something like that.
But anyway, special thank you to Dillard, but you know, thank you to everybody else. We are up to, let me give you the total. We are so excited. We're up to $3,543.50.
It's past halfway.
We are past halfway. We're almost to our halfway to our $7,000 goal. All thanks to you guys. I am so proud of us, guys. I am so proud of us. We're doing a wonderful, wonderful thing for sick children for Child's Play. So thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for coming to the party. Even if you weren't able to make it, thank you for your donations. Thank you for your links and your tweets and everything that helps us spread the word and get people to help these sick children.
Which is what it's all about.
Exactly. I am so proud of the Lotro community. You guys are so amazing. I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
So we ended up where?
We made it all the way to Weathertop. Isn't that amazing? We did. We were at Tom Bombadil's. We had to go through Bree to the Prancing Pony. No, we went to the Great Spire first, then to Bree through the Prancing Pony, then to the Forsaken Inn, and then finally to Weathertop. It's amazing.
It is. It's very cool.
I was so happy. Oh, anyway. that happened, and it was awesome, and we love you guys for your support. So we have some active giveaways I wanted to talk about for the Fellowship Walk. Active this week, I think just for another day or so, maybe just another day. Win 2,500 turbine points. I think it's pronounced margarine, as in like the butter, but it has a J in it. But Margarine of the Alliance Kinship on Landerville has donated this turbine points card to us of her own free will to give to somebody. And if you use our Raffle Copper widget, there's a couple ways you can enter. But you'll get 4 entries if you donate to the Fellowship Walk. Just anything. If you just donate anything, it counts, and you're entered to win.
Oh. Okay.
So that's going on.
No excuses not to, why you couldn't do something like that.
Right. I think. That's going on right now. There's also, have you ever wanted to fish slap somebody for charity?
This one doesn't even require you to actually
donate.
Invest any money in yourself.
So Raiden is alternatively helping sick children through a charity. He is annoying his kinmate who doesn't like the fish slap emote. And he's going to give you 2,000 turbine points. This seems like an incredible opportunity. All he wants you to do is take a creative screenshot of you fish slapping something, someone, anything. He wants you to email it to him by October 17th. And you have to include your name, your character name is fine, your server, your kinship, and maybe a funny caption or a story. So he can kind of do it. So we're going to all vote on it. Braden, it's Braden's turbine points. So Braden's going to pick the final winner. As an added bonus, he's going to donate to the Fellowship Walk the $25 that is equal to the same turbine point code that's giving away. So he's going to buy your turbine point code, and then he's going to give $25 to the Fellowship Walk because you've done this.
I think that's awesome. Thank you, Brayden.
Yes. So fish slap people for charity. You have a reason to do this. The fish slap emote is from the Spring Festival. If you do not have it, if you're like you didn't get it or you didn't bother with it, we will, you know, accept just regular slapping if you're being very creative, you know, if you have a very funny way of slapping somebody just normally. Also, alternatively, the fish slap emote is pretty affordable. It's only 95 turbine points in the store.
That's not too bad.
No. And you can use it forever. on that character. It's a per character purchase. So keep that in mind.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brayden, and thank you, everybody who participates in that. We appreciate it.
I'm excited to see the pictures from that. And finally, I just wanted to mention again that we have the Mad Cats giveaway. All you have to do is donate at least $20 to the Fellowship Walk during the our month-long fundraiser, and you're automatically entered to win one of amazing Mad Cats devices, including the MMO7 gaming mouse, the Freak 5 gaming headset, and the Strike 7 gaming keyboard. And there's one ultra mega package that includes all three that we're giving away.
This is a very, very nice package, by the way. A very, very nice package. Includes a headset, keyboard, and a mouse. All gaming specifically made. Very nice. We've been able to sample all of them, and they are all...
I love my new headset. I do.
They are all worth it. So, $20 for a chance.
For a chance to win these amazing... And these things are expensive. These are not cheap items. These are amazing. The mouse is $130. You know, what is it? MSRP?
Yeah. Manufacturer suggested retail price.
Right. Yeah. So, anyway, you know, these things are not cheap. You're getting... For a $20 chance, you're getting an amazing value when you win these.
Any other ones?
That's the only giveaways we have active. We have more coming. So we have extremely enthusiastic sponsors this year. I'm very excited. Other than that, we have some new auctions I wanted to make you aware of. First of all, I have a Learn All the Instruments on Landrible. This is donated to us by Floridine and, oh, I don't know how to say her poor name. Anthemissy, I'm so sorry, sweetheart. She's such a nice little hobbit. They are scribing and preparing all the instruments so that you can, if you win this, they just hand you over all this stuff and then they teach you the horn or the clarinet because you know one of the other ones. So you can learn all of the instruments in one go. That's pretty awesome. I made the bagpipes. Pretty proud of that. So when you learn the bagpipes, no, that came from me. But other than that, we have a new laptop auction. This is something completely different, but Thalador of the Brandywiners offered this to us, and Merrick was flipping excited about this laptop, and so we were like, we have to totally take him up on this. He's so nice for donating this laptop to us. It's an Alienware M11X R2 laptop. It's a year old in flawless condition, and he's shipping it to anywhere in the USA for free. So bid on this, and he will ship it to you for free. And I don't know what the specifications mean, so take it away, Merrick.
He also said that he would be willing to pay for shipping, or if you are willing to pay for shipping outside the country, he will do it. It's a really good, it's a really good gaming laptop. It's Core i5. I would say that's probably, Core i7 right now is the top one. But Core i5 is good. It's better than what I run LOTRO at, and I can run LOTRO at very high. 8 gig of memory is good. What's really great for gaming is 128 gigabyte Samsung solid straight drive. Now, what this means is that you're going to get a lot faster load times. Because it doesn't need to move. Magnetic drives need to move. And so when it deals with larger files, especially the ones that are compressed, like if you see like WoW files, and I think they use MPQs, and we use DAT files, it doesn't have to really worry about searching in those as much. So it's a lot faster. Now, space is a little worse, but I think you have a solid state drive and it's perfect for gaming. So, no, it's a good device. It has an 11.6 screen, 1366x768 high def screen, Windows Home Premium, Steam is already installed, LOTRO client is installed, Office 2007, Security Essentials. It's a good laptop. I bid on it until I was outbid. So
he was like, I just got a note saying this laptop is awesome. I'm bidding on it. I'm like, what?
I was the first bid. In fact, if you go to the bids, you'll see that I was the first bid.
And then I tweeted up, let's get that happen. Because it's going to look bad if he donates a laptop and you're all like, yay, we win. Give us your laptop.
It's better than me saying, yes, we'll totally put it up for auction. Send it to us and we'll take care of it. And then he never sees it on the website.
I suppose, yes, that would be worse. It's a pretty awesome, but it's already up to $550. It's people are digging it. And I'm very excited. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for donating to this Thedalore.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. Yeah. Seriously, this was a really nice contribution. So so far, Lily Rose is winning, and I'm totally jealous of Lily Rose, I got to say. All right. Anyways.
I think that's all I have for the Fellowship blog right now.
Okay. In CSTM news, there was a Riders of Rohan beta video about the Loremaster in combat. This was by Pineleaf? Question mark?
What?
Did Pineleaf do the video on Loremaster?
Yes, the Loremaster. That's what I thought.
Just want to make sure I was writing, remembering that correctly. Really nice video. Pineleaf, of course. I gotta say, I'm a little bit jealous of Pineleaf's presentation skills. He's very much more articulate than I am, and I'm jealous of that. So it's a great video. Take a look at it. All the classes changed a little bit, and you know, we realize that, you know, a lot of the CC and stuff is changing. So it's good to see what these classes do when they're mounted. And Loremaster is definitely one that's going to be changing up a little bit because it's not going to be doing as much CC. Doing other things, and Pineleaf really does a good job covering that. Thank you, Pineleaf.
It was a good video. I don't even have a Loremaster, and I was like, oh, okay, that's cool.
We also had a new writer, Gabbo. He wrote a really awesome gambler guide for burglars. He doesn't even play in the gambler trait set all that well, but he explains gambles, and he gives out a lot of advice, including trait sets, legendary items, allies, what legacies you should go for, some of the traits, throws out a couple of different ideas, gives, you know, suggestions for solo play, group play, raiding, and things like that. Really just a great job. And he has a couple more articles that he's looking at publishing as well. So we are very, very happy to see all that coming. Thank you very much, Gabbo, yeah, for writing.
He writes really well. I'm very excited that he's even interested in us. Anyway.
All right. And also the podcast awards are open. The nominations are open.
I don't even know what, if we should bother. But podcast awards, there are People Choice Awards. You can go and nominate Casual Stroll to Mordor if you like us. You know, I'm not going to tell you. If there's another gaming site you...
Okay. I'm going to tell you. Go to the gaming section. Put in for the podcast name, A Casual Stroll to Mordor, and our URL, which is casualstrolltomordor.com. And you put it in there, and you vote with pride. And while you're at it, why don't you throw in a couple of the MEN stuff, MEN podcasts as well, as far as entertainment.
Yeah, you only get to submit one nomination form, so make sure you fill it out completely before you submit it.
Yes. And if there's another gaming one you like, you don't need to worry about it, because somebody else is going to vote for him. But you should vote for Casual Stroll to Mordor.
Okay, this is not voting, you're nominating.
You should nominate, which is another form of voting.
Nominating is open until the 15th, and after that they compile whoever is going to actually be voted for. So
yes. All right, so thank you everybody who votes. We appreciate it, or nominates us. We really appreciate it. We know that that takes a little bit of time out of your schedule, and we understand how much a pain in the butt stuff filling out stuff can be, but you totally should go and do it. And not worry about any of the other gaming podcasts at all.
Okay. There are no other gaming podcasts.
There aren't. Right? Never heard of Frog Pants Network. Ever. Or MMO Reporter.
Nope.
Never. Oh,
you
gosh.
Do love us. You do.
Yes. Oh. Ezekiel says, only two podcasts, CSTM and Tolkien Professor. I should have said Tolkien Professor.
Tolkien Professor is great.
Tolkien Professor is totally great. He would be great for, wow, movies, film. He's got the, yeah, movies, film, and education, and cultural arts.
I don't know. I think I'd probably put him in the cultural arts myself. but
yeah, he's got, you know, yeah,
education. Right. I mean, his classroom, I don't know, it's hard.
He's got a lot of,
you have a lot of choices for him.
He's really covering a lot broader spectrum than we are. Right?
We are gaming, and that is it.
Cultural arts, maybe.
Luckily, the Tolkien professor is not covering gaming yet.
Yes, otherwise, we would just hang up our hats and walk away. All right.
Polls. Okay.
In the polls.
The poll this week was given to us by Ivanius of Through the Palantir. It is a joke.
Yes, as many of his suggestions are. He is a very humorous person.
Yeah. So the question is, if a tree falls in the forest and hits a hunter, does anyone notice? We had 718 votes on this poll. And 43% say just the minstrel trying to work on their res deed. 24% say, the hunter? 12% say, yes, and everyone laughs. 11% say, no, even the guy playing the hunter missed it. And 10% said, I don't care. Hunters are totally expendable. Again, joke. Haha. It's a funny poll.
No, very good. Thank you, Ivan, for doing this. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people enjoyed this. I think we had quite a bit of discussion on there. People are saying that the Guardian would have noticed because they would have had an easier time holding aggro. Some are saying the tree would totally miss the hunter because you saw how graceful Legolas is in the movie.
Yes.
So I think people were having a lot of fun with this. So I thought that it was a good poll.
That's good.
And the poll for this week is about class mounts and cosmetics.
Should you be able to put a loot on your rump? That totally should have been in
there. My laptop's about to die, so if I log out, that is why.
All right, this week's poll is, will you purchase class mounts just for cosmetics for your war steed? Turbine officially supports this poll. No, we didn't. This is something that we actually talked about.
No, I'm just asking, would you do it?
Yeah.
No was fine.
It's a valid question because, I mean, that's something that's definitely the Turbine is pushing. And that's one of the things that they're promoting is that these steeds will have available cosmetics for their war steeds. So, I mean, I can't imagine that hasn't crossed anybody's mind who has purchased steeds, whether or not that they're going to be able to use them on their war steed. And will they be purchasing a steed because they will get that war steed?
Well, like I said, I cosmetic. Want the rump, but can I get the rump without buying the horse?
Not yet, but soon. Soon, there will be a butcher shop in the...
There's a butcher shop.
All right. In community news, the Lenderville Fright Fest is a celebration and masquerade. Masquerade!
Painted faces on parade.
I only know that one.
That one word?
One word. So the Knights of the White Lady are presenting FrightFest, a celebration of masquerade on the Landerville server. This will be Saturday, October 27th at 5 p.m. server time. That's Eastern or whatever you want to call it. Please don't email me telling me what it is. Old Barrows Road in Breeland. So this is a relatively low-level area. If you are a new character, you could just create a race of man and go to the Breeland. You can get to the Breeland homesteads fairly easily. Activities will include a costume contest with great prizes to be won. Categories include best scary, best funny, best mounted, best impersonation. Ooh, I wonder if I can do Naruto in this game too. Best group, best overall.
Although my hairstyle would be good for Naruto.
It would be.
The yellow spiky.
That's true. Best overall, creepy concert and dance featuring some of Landerville's most popular bands, door prizes and party favors for participants, fireworks finale to follow the dance. All right. Excellent. Awesome. And there's also an October contest, the Homes of Harvest Math. This is by the Windy Acres Ranch LBM Riding Club. And they are doing a housing one. And it is a screenshot contest, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Where you submit your character's name and server and your neighbor address where the screenshot was taken. And up to three screenshots. They have to be original, taken by you, and have a Harvest Math theme. Nice. And winners, what is the prize? I am looking and scanning. I know that there's a prize.
I didn't have it open. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Looks like for a code of something. You'll win fame, fortune, and a code for an account-wide Perlino steed.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. All right. And that's cool. I like the LMB. They're awesome.
Shall we go into Riddles of the Dark? Riddles of the Dark. Riddles of the Dark.
Yay.
How about all Riddles right. in the Dark?
Riddles in the Dark, another Tolkien professor podcast, where he talks about stuff that he knows about Tolkien, and we just pretend. So, what function will Radagast serve on the White Castle in the White Castle of the Hobbit trilogy? Well, he's going to get a double slider with jalapeno cheese on it.
Is Harold and Kumar in this one too?
That's right, because they have just as much place in the Hobbit as Radagast does.
What are you talking about?
Radagast wasn't in the Hobbit, so why not put Harold and Kumar in there?
Well,
too?
They have the White Council. That's what they're showing.
The White Council wasn't in there.
Yeah, well, it wasn't directly in the book, but that's why Gandalf ran away.
I'm just saying. All right. We'll go. We'll get into I will stop being so retentive about this, and we'll just actually go into the
only
the question
book he's read.
Is. That's right. I have to defend it with tooth and nail because it's all I know. All right. What function will Radagast serve on the White Council in the Hobbit trilogy? A, he'll be honest, a good guy, but has a minor role closest there is to a book answer. B, he'll be one of the inner circle, operating on par with Gandalf and Elrond and Galadriel, bigger role than the books suggest. C, Saruman's patsy. D, Radagast is not part of the White Council.
He's got to be part of the White Council, right? He's a wizard.
I don't know. I mean, it's a good question. We know that Elrond is, Galadriel is,
Gandalf
is, Saruman is. But is Radagast? He doesn't wear white. He wears brown.
Well, Gandalf is gray at this point still.
Fair enough. That's true.
They're all different colors.
He's kind of an off-white, though. So it's really, don't really let in
he's
the
just
brown.
Like a dirty white.
Yeah. Like, once Radagast maybe washes his, I don't know. I don't know if I like any of these answers. Okay, I don't think it's going to be C. C, Saruman's patsy doesn't make sense to me.
Wasn't it in the Lord of the Rings that like Saruman was sending Radagast around and that's how they found Gandalf?
Yeah, but Gandalf didn't even know he was like evil or anything until Lord of the Rings. So I think the Hobbit is like a little
Radagast
too...
is not evil. But you mean Saruman?
Yeah, I think the Hobbit is a little too early for Saruman to be an evil person. At this point, he's supposed to be
okay, so you're
still
saying
a good
that
guy.
It's not part of Saruman.
I don't think he's been corrupted at this point. That's just going to be my personal point of view.
Okay. I'm going to go with A, just because like Radagast is supposed to be kind of a goofy nutball, loves animals more than people kind of thing. He's not going to be, I mean... They had trouble getting him to care about the Lord of the Rings whole War of the Ring thing. So I don't know if he's really going to be one of the inner circle and operating on par with Gandalf. He's kind of going to be like, yeah, I guess. Yeah, if you think so.
Yeah, I'm tending to agree with you of what you said. I don't, you know, I'm trying to think. The way they made him... And all we really have to go on is the trailer now, and it doesn't seem like he had really any big interaction. I would say either it's got to be A or B.
I'm going A. I'm picking A.
I'm gonna go with A. It looked like he was in the woods. Yeah, well, it looked like he was in the woods, and that's kind of where the action was taking place. Yeah, I'll go with A. All right. Because you logged out, everybody's staring at me.
I kind of tried to warn them before I logged out. I didn't log out. I died. My laptop battery died. I didn't have time to bring my laptop battery in here before the show. Things are kind of running amok.
All right. So with that, we'll head into Raise Your Glass.
Yay.
Stop staring at me.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
All right. This week, Andang wrote in. He says, I was looking back on the trailers released with Riders of Rohan and realized something fairly interesting. There is no CGI trailer, unless I completely forgot about it and missed it. With Shadows of Angmar, it was the story establishing trailer, now the first thing shown with the epic story. With Moria, it was the Fellowship in Moria, ending with a Balrog attack. With Isengard, it was the Tower of Orthanc. My question is, do you think we will have CGI launch trailer since we haven't had one yet? Or was the live action trailer the replacement for the CGI this year? Andy. I wrote him back and I said, you know what? I think you're right. I think the live action was the replacement of the CGI. And with that, let me say, I missed the CGI.
Yeah, I think the live action replaced it as well. I don't think that they saw a reason for both. They were trying to tell the same kind of story-focused thing with their live action dealy. So I don't think that we'll see a CGI. I don't know if I'm really upset. I'm not. The CGIs are typically cool, but again, I think game trailers should show gameplay.
I do too.
So it doesn't really matter. I guess it's fun to see a CGI and, you know, it at least usually shows in-game stuff. So that's, I guess, I would lean towards that over the live-action stuff. But I like seeing gameplay, how things will kind of work.
Krell asks if you think we'll see a launch trailer.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that if we would, it would have been out by now.
A launch trailer goes out at launch. This is not a teaser trailer. It's a launch trailer.
I don't think so. I don't think we are going to. I think we've seen what we've seen. Okay. That'll be it.
I'm okay with that. I'm just, yeah.
I think
it's an interesting question, but I think that you answered your own question, Andy. I think it's a live action trailer.
Now, some people like it. Ezekiel saying that he liked it. So there's nothing wrong with that. And if you liked it, you did. I think for me, it's like you said, I like seeing the game elements within the game. I think there's more that you can do with it. There's more epicness that can be done with it. You get to see the voice acting by the characters, voice actors, and doing dramatic stuff. And it's not the fault of anything. I mean, I didn't like the live trailer that much, but that besides, it made sense. I also don't think it tied into the game as well as maybe they were hoping it did. At least it didn't tie in for me into the game.
No, not immediately it didn't.
I mean, if they had somehow, you know, we heard that, you know, these guys are going to be in game, but we don't know how and we're not going to tell you and you don't see them and we don't know anything about them. We didn't do any featurettes about their character bios or who they were supposed to be or we just, you know, you see what that's my kind of thing. I think that's why it didn't really do it for me, is that it didn't have any investment for me. Whereas where there's Orthanc or the Fellowship going into it, you know, you recognize these things, you understand them, and they draw you in. Whereas these just seemed three random Rohan war or four random Rohan warriors.
I don't even think it was introduced very well. I didn't get it at all until you told me about that they were supposed to be characters in the game. I didn't catch names or what they did. It was just kind of, to me, it was a video of four dudes going around in the woods and being like, we're going to go to war. And I was like, yeah. Okay. But you're like, oh, these are going to be characters in the thing. And I'm like, okay. I don't know how you got that, but I didn't.
I read it somewhere. I read it. At least I believe that is, unless I'm mistaken.
No, you're right, because yeah. They talked about it in one of their behind-the-scene things.
Yeah, so I think that if they were going, I think that they should have made us care about them more. I mean, we care about Saruman. We care about the Fellowship. We like seeing the Balrog break through a door.
Bar.
But random Rohirrim warriors kind of giving a monologue, and you don't know any of the pretext about it other than we're going into Rohan as the game. Mm-hmm. It just didn't have any investment for me. So there we go. There's my little rant, and I will stop.
I stopped a long time ago.
And you just kept on going.
Player achievements for the week. Player achievements is supposed to go up on Friday morning and allows you to leave a comment telling us what you did this week. And then we'll read one of them maybe on air.
Maybe. Maybe not.
This first one comes from Zach Payne. It says, my latest tune, an 8th level 75 and 3rd 7th level 75 lore master. Something awful long and unpronounceable. Imogaean Fulminata. He gave me a pronunciation guide. I said, okay. Imogaean Fulminata. I apologize. Of the Lendelmere has hit level 75 at last. This will probably be the last tune that I rush to cap before Riders of Rohan. So now I get some time to relax, find a kin, and get ready for Riders of Rohan.
I'm getting there.
To say, this is your cue to read something. Read.
This week, let's see. Niffy Rittermark says, respect from the Great Kinship quest on the Rittermark server. Finally finished Saruman and got her boots and chest. Big thanks to Brunif for leading and Evertone who was there. And everyone who was there.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. LB writes, LB Silverthorn, founder of Visitor from another server on Landerville, in honor of the Fellowship Walk and our 1-year anniversary later this month, we have purchased a lovely kin house. I've spent many days this week setting it up with everything a weary traveler might need, including several changes of clothes, a roaring fire for warmth, a comfy bed to sleep in, and a free continental breakfast. In addition to this, I attended 2 Fellowship Walks and a lovely dance party at Tom's house. P.S. Thank you, Merrick, for our mention on last week's show.
You're welcome. All right. Let's see. Kazrin writes, it's been a wonderful week. First off, wow. Okay. First off, on the Lindelmere, my mini Winnie has a beautiful new steed of the Minstrel. She also has 2 pieces of Drygok armor and a few other pieces that match. My champ, Arrow here, has been doing 3-man Isengard and multiple skirmishes with the Pathfinder buddies, Glerno and Endwraith, and his several incarnations. My captain, Witty Jack Sparrow, is now 57 and ripping through Moria with his Herald Anna Maria, and he's also been skirmishing. Someone has to pay for Winnie's new gear. I've also gotten my original Hunter Finulus to complete the Limelight run, and it took 3 attempts since people kept having to leave. We ended up doing them as a 3-man, and Fagelund helped on the last day. The Harvest Mass Festival has been generously attended. Every one of my 10 alts got the Brew Horse, and a few more got the Autumn Fest Steed, hats, clothes, and a basket of apples. Lastly, last Sunday on Landerville, my warden, Elric, attended his first fellowship walk with the group from Crick Hollow to Tom Bombadil's house. Splendid. He also got the Brew Horse. Pretzels for all.
Yum. I think that's good.
Yes, especially since my computer is starting to freak out for some reason.
Okay, let's shut this down. We'd like to thank Dubois1 for their kind review. I'm sorry that I ruined your name.
But thank you for your review.
Thank you.
We'd also, if people would like to contact us, how can they do so? Well, I'm going to take over. They can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast at casualstrolltomordor.com. We're available on Twitter, or at least Golden Star is, on Facebook, and sometimes on Google+, although we don't really.
And Steam. I'm on Steam quite a bit.
Steam. Yeah, we are on Steam. In fact, you can message me on Steam. I'm usually always on that for some reason.
You can friend me on Steam.
Yes.
I'll friend you back.
I will too. I'm easy.
We are easy.
Fantastic. Now that that's out there, please leave us a review on iTunes and we would really appreciate it because we're easy. Listen to us live every Sunday at 9:30 p.m. on Eastern on Middle Earth Network TV. And remember to vote for us on the podcast awards.com in the gaming section. We would thank you. Thank you very much.
We thank you very much.
And please, 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 please. We are not kidding. If you only want to donate a dollar, we're serious. If you can only donate a dollar, we would appreciate it. For
if you can only donate 20 cents, I will put up with it.
Make it 21.
21.
All right. So thank you very much for all you guys have done. We appreciate it. Again, thank you for everybody who's been there, supported us in finances and in spirit and everything. We love you guys, and seriously, this is for kids, and we appreciate it, and while we love it to be successful, it's successful the moment we get our first bid, so our first donation. So thank you very much. And if you're looking for an alternative way to support, remember to take a look at those auctions, and there's something for everybody. Okay. All right, everybody, thank you very much for tuning in, downloading, streaming, whatever it is that you do to participate in the podcast. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Where things will probably still be broken.
Probably.
Woo!
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com.
Okay, I have to stop this because Mozart's 12 had the best thing.
You muted me.
Yeah. If you're going to donate, donate only in prime numbers. All right. That is all.
That is all.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.